I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No out-of-pocket cost to you. There's a good chance if you need a new roof, your insurance company will cover it. M&M Roofing is the best in the business at getting Mid-Southerners under a new roof at no out-of-pocket cost. Look, all you got to do is give them a call, 662-507-1068. If your roof has storm damage or it's just too old and busted up, it is worth the call, 662-507-1068. They're going to take care of all the dirty work, the inspection, contacting your insurance folks. They're going to do all that. You don't have to do anything except call them. They've got an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, and they're great guys, too. They're on the web at mmroofing.us, or you can give them a call at 662-507-1068. M&M Roofing, the roofing contractor that'll answer your call.
If you're having a problem deciding what to do about your hair loss, there are many claims from many companies, but only Cirrus has the 21st century answers that are right for you. If you've just started to lose a little or have a more moderate hair loss, even from chemotherapy, Cirrus can restore your hair to the look and style that you deserve. Restore it or grow it back. We have the Cirrus solution for your hair loss. Call today for a free video scalp analysis.
Call Liz today, 901-384-1680.
Summertime's here. Vacations, kids out of school, and hot weather. It's probably the time that we depend on our vehicles the most, and that means we all need auto repair and maintenance that we can depend on, too. Madison Automotive on Covington Pike is the place. Family-owned and operated and the home of the million-mile warranty. Free AC inspections every day and $15 oil changes every Wednesday. Service you can trust. Madison Automotive. Call 386-9600 or visit madisonautomotive.com.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Davis at Pest and Lawn can take care of all of your pest control and lawn needs, like they do for me. When you get with them, you get with over 60 years of experience, Davis at Pest and Lawn. You want your lawn to green up? They can help you with that. And for pest control, ants, roaches, those mosquitoes outside, you need to get mosquito treatment. They'll spray down everything around your lawn. You won't see a mosquito for 30 days. I do it like three times during the summer. It's like $50 to $80 depending on the size of your lawn, and it works. Jamison Pest and Lawn. You call them today, 452-1505. 452-1505. Jamison Pest and Lawn. Well, how about this one? Later this hour, we are going to play Fill in the Blank once again, but how about this one? Exclusive, colon. Laramie Tunsil's stepfather alleges Ole Miss committed numerous violations while his stepson played there. Pete Thamel for Sports Illustrated has got a very, very lengthy article. I've gotten down to the part where, I wanted to get down to where the stepdad talks. Like, this guy, God bless America. You don't think Hugh Freeze is like, when is this going to end? This guy, man, he is like, he doesn't care. I mean, Larry Tunsil, thank goodness for his case. He's got an NFL deal now, right? He's done at Ole Miss. But this stepdad ain't done. Like, this has been a disaster since the middle of that season last year. The guy's name's Lindsey Miller. Lindsey Miller's portrait of Tunsil's recruitment is more complex. Miller recently sat down in an oversized conference room at his lawyer's office in Lewisburg, Tennessee, and laid out for Sports Illustrated in a matter-of-fact tone how Ole Miss landed his estranged stepson. Dramatic cue. And, of course, this line comes after they say Kim Dichie and Treadwell had ties to the school, as Kim Dichie's brother Denzel and Treadwell's high school teammate Anthony Stanifer were already on the team. And then they have these quotes from that 2013 recruiting signing day where Hugh Freeze said, I'd say it's God's favor. We had a really good plan. We're selling a good vision, and we had some luck. And then it says the stepdad's version is a little more complex than just it was God's favor and they had a great plan. Miller, who was dating Tunsil's mom during the recruitment and married her in July 2014, says he provided the NCAA with text messages, emails, and Facebook messages to back up his claims. He showed multiple Facebook and text messages to Sports Illustrated that appear to verify some of the claims in the NCAA notice of allegations. He also said he provided his bank and financial records to the NCAA. Holy crap. Which helped investigators verify an $800 payment from a booster in August 2014. $800? Like, what? This guy's like the best offensive tackle in the world. You better have more than $800. Yeah. Hopefully you got more documentation than getting $800, brother. At one point, Miller says the NCAA investigators took his three cell phones to capture all the data. Do you think this guy was trying to burn Laramie and Ole Miss to the ground or what? He gave them all his messages and then gave the NCAA, like, Tom Brady broke his before he was going to turn over the NCAA to the NFL. Laramie Tunsil's stepdad gave the NCAA three cell phones to get all the data off of? What? In one Facebook message dated February 8th, 2013, this would have been prior to signing day, right? Miller appears to write to Ole Miss defensive line coach Chris Kiffin, "Please do all you said to help me and Desiree and my two sons. I have been Ole Miss' biggest fan two times. He committed to Georgia. I was there for you. Be there for us when it's time, okay?" Kiffin appears to have responded. What did he respond, Rosa? You want to take a guess?
"I got you, fam."
Close. "You know I will."
Okay.
You obviously don't know Chris Kiffin that well.
I don't know Chris Kiffin.
Miller provided Sports Illustrated with the Facebook messages, but they could not be independently verified. So basically the guy said, "Here's a Facebook message between me and Chris Kiffin where I said, hey, I'm your biggest fan. I'm going to help you get Laramie. But take care of me when the time's right." And then the coach said, "You know I will." I mean, what is that? All right. Kiffin appears to say, "You know I will." When reached by Sports Illustrated, Kiffin declined to comment. Surprise. Miller says he spoke to the NCAA for more than 100 hours. Like, God, is this guy, like...
Well, this is going to make SEC Media Days interesting.
More than 100 hours. He said he told investigators about Ole Miss arranging connections with boosters that led to money, free hotel rooms, and lodging. Not only did the Ole Miss coaches break the rules, Miller claims, they were also brazen and calculating in how they did it. In its response to the NCAA, Ole Miss paints a picture of boosters as rogue and stresses that were that there was no connection between their actions and the coaching staff. The distinction between those two will ultimately go a long way to determine the case against Ole Miss. Are these multiple isolated incidents, says Buckner, an independent lawyer, or is there a pattern of behavior on one or two networks involved? Is there a coordination between coaches and boosters, or are they independent? If I were at a hearing panel member, I'd be concerned about that. NCAA has spent much of the last year trying to corroborate Miller's claims. Miller says NCAA investigators have come to Mississippi to visit him four or five times. A sign of how serious the organization is taking the case. Miller says the NCAA Director of Enforcement, Chris Howard, has visited Mississippi to meet with Miller, and lead investigator Mike Sheridan has made multiple trips to the state. So not only is this guy, this Tunsil stepdad, he has given them all his messages that he sent to the Ole Miss staff and back and forth. He's given them all of his cell phones, and he's given them, like, bank records. And they're trying to corroborate everything that he said, right? Is he lying? Is he? I mean, listen. I mean, the guy is clearly, like, he's trying to burn it down, man. He's trying to burn it.
It doesn't do anything to Laramie Tunsil anymore. I mean, he's in the NFL. Doesn't do anything to him.
Miller says at the NCAA, I got kind of tired of them. It was every day. I'm going to say 2 or 3 weeks. One day we spoke for 12 or 13 hours, took a lunch break, and I took a dinner break. I cooperated fully, but it was a hassle. Why is he cooperating? That's the question, right?
Yeah, like, did Ole Miss not take care of him? Or take care of him as well as he expected them to? Like, they gave him $800, he expected like $8,000.
The NCAA's case against Ole Miss got a lot stronger after June 25th, 2015, when Tunsil was involved in an altercation with Miller and was arrested the following day. Miller turned himself in a few days later, and charges against both were dropped in August. Miller released pictures to TMZ of his swollen right eyelid, an injury he says was inflicted by Laramie Tunsil. He also sent red flags up the NCAA headquarters by telling police they were arguing over Tunsil, quote, riding around with football agents. There you go. And then Freeze obviously stood up for Tunsil and said at the time he's proud of Laramie for standing up for his family. Tunsil later testified in court that he saw Miller shove his mom into a chair, and Miller declined to comment on that incident. Right. So Miller, once it all went to hell, this stepdad tried to say we were arguing about riding around with football agents or whatever. Laramie Tunsil said, this guy pushed my mom and I whooped his ass. Right. Like, that's what he said. And I think Hugh Freeze believes him. Right. But man, what a catastrophe. Right. This stepdad married Laramie Tunsil's mom, Desiree, and like, it has been a debacle since. I suppose he realized he wasn't going to be a part of this, right? A part of the success. And so he was, you know, just mad, man. He's trying to burn it down. There ain't a lot of, I mean, I know, listen, this is a lot of work that went into this, but in terms of, they already gave themselves all those, they gave themselves the scholarship losses, they kind of lined up all those penalties, whatever. And I suppose you could read this and think like, hey, and, oh, wow, NCAA is really going to hammer him. But it seems to me that, I mean, it's cool that Sports Illustrated got this interview with this guy. But, like, it's not, like, he ain't telling them anything he hadn't already told the NCAA. This joker is willing to say anything to try to bury them. You know what I mean? But I don't see anything in there that, like, you know, like, I mean, I was buddies with Parrish way back when he broke the biggest story maybe ever regarding this stuff, which is the Albert Means stuff, right? And when you read that, it was like, damn, man, $200,000 for Albert Means. Like, and you had like these boosters, and you had the, you know, you had the one guy, Milton Kirk. He was mad, man. He was mad at Lin Lang that he hadn't gotten his cut. And so, like, I don't know. I just kind of like, I don't know what the guy thought he was going to be a part of. I don't know what he thought, like, what he thought about getting taken care of, but to me, it'd be way more damning if the guy said, like, yo, they gave me $100,000. And I told Laramie, don't go to Georgia, go there. I mean, there's no, like, great, like, what are you talking about? Like, all right, so I got these, like, cryptic text messages of a guy saying, yeah, I'll take care of you. Or, like, what was it, like, $800? Or, like, they paid for you to stay in a hotel or what? Like, come on. You know what I mean? That's small potatoes or something, right? Cheating wise, isn't it? I don't know. I guess everything's relative. I kind of view it through the prism of things that we know have been. Can we talk about the kind of money for Albert Means? Are we talking the kind of the and the cars and everything, and then even the Cam Newton stuff, right? When all that went down with the Mississippi State stuff, and people were alleging, who's that guy's name, John Bond or whatever, and you knew like Mississippi State was offering them this, so you had to know that Mississippi State was offering them that. Then God knows what did Auburn pay the dad and whatever else. This guy didn't have anything like that. Maybe that's why he's trying to turn everybody in, right? Guy had a connection to and helped them get the number one offensive tackle in the country. And it's a much more salacious story if they did, like, pay him a ton of money to get him. But it doesn't seem like he's ever saying that. But that's kind of the story if you're thinking about Ole Miss cheating, right? I'm almost surprised. This is going to sound crazy. I actually look at it and go, well, gee, like if you told me there were shenanigans that went on for that 2013 class with Kim Dichie coming there and then, you know, Treadwell is the best player in like Chicago coming there and Tunsil is the best player, you know, outside of that state and maybe the best in the country going there and they got the five-star best player in the country type recruits. And if you told me like, you know, I'm so cynical about the whole college recruiting thing, like, okay, so there are shenanigans, but like, I almost feel like if you like, sometimes when I read this stuff, it doesn't make me feel like, wow, Ole Miss is cheating like crazy, you know? Like when you read the Cam Newton stuff or whatever, like those were big numbers. And like, and so if you had theoretically you took care of the stepdad, right? You didn't take care of him that much. To me, it's small time cheating as what I think of it, right? Even that, you remember that kid, who was a kid from Memphis, Roser, that got the car at Mississippi State?
Will Redmond.
Yeah.
49er now.
He got a car. A nice car. Larry Tunsil was driving around like a car that wasn't his, but it wasn't like, he was driving around a car that wasn't his. He didn't like buy him a car. You know, this guy didn't like get some kind of job at some kind of corporation. They didn't funnel him like $200,000 or something, right? Like, I don't know. Maybe I don't know the way the world works now, but I thought that like when you cheat, you like cheat. Talk about like what is it? Like one of the it says the notice of allegations is consistent with Miller's claims in numerous places, including 12 occasions of free lodging totaling $2,253. Like what? What am I talking about here? They pay for the guy to get hotels? Okay. They got the number one offensive tackle in the world. I thought that cost more. You know what I mean? That's how cynical I am about this stuff. I read this stuff and I'm like, and he's clearly spilling the beans on everything, right? He's saying everything he ever got for making this happen. He's sparing no one. So if we assume that the stepdad is not just down to burn everybody to the ground, but rather is just, I don't really give a crap, I'll tell you everything. Well, his everything to me, I don't know.
Doesn't seem like that. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I get it. It's cheating, right?
If he's going to spill the beans, he's going to spill the beans. You're thinking,
his beans ain't good. He ain't got good beans to me. I mean, okay, they cheated and they're going to get punished for it, right? But like,
some old beans.
Wouldn't you have thought
spoiled that, beans?
Wouldn't you have thought it cost like way, way more?
Yes.
If you told me, I'm going to take X player, right? Whatever. Name the player. Who's the best player in the country? All right, let's say the best player in the country right now is Deshaun Watson at Clemson. And I'm not, listen, I love Dabo. I don't think, I
let's
Dabo
say would, he's transferring.
Or no, let's just say that you find out there like little family issues, right? I don't know what his family situation is. Here's a hypothetical. Deshaun Watson and his dad have this massive falling out, right? Mm-hmm. And Deshaun Watson's dad comes out and he says, all right, you know what, man? To hell with you, to hell with Clemson, to hell with everything. I'm saying everything. And then you told me, all right, so that Sports Illustrated's going to have the interview tomorrow. And I looked up and it was like, hey, they paid for my hotel and gave me $800. I'd be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? Like, really? I guess I just have a different
I guess after all these years, I just expect that if somebody's going to really tell me about everything that goes down in order to get a player, I mean, I have heard of sorry. I'm talking like sorry players. Like where a college coach is, where a booster gave a college coach like $20,000 and said, you know, go get a player, whatever, for a basketball team. And I've heard this story. I've heard this story multiple times. And I would tell you the player that was gotten is sorry, right? And so, like, I always view it like, geez, man, like you pay $20,000 sometimes in college basketball for sorry players, you know? And so I got to go off of that even, you know, and how dirty this recruiting gets. And I just figure that in many cases, families or guys would be taken care of, whatever. But
the fact that you picked Clemson is hysterical to me, by the way.
Why?
Dude, because all you could do, if you just Google Clemson recruit cash.
What?
You can find like a couple of Clemson recruits just posing with pictures, just wads of cash. There's one dude who looks like, I swear to God, he's got like 10 to 20 grand just in a wad in his hand.
I'm just saying, if you told me, and everybody thought, listen, it doesn't matter what I think. We know that. The perception is that Ole Miss cheated, right? They got good. People weren't comfortable with it. How did they get all these guys? That's what you think. They got to recruiting dirty, you know? So that's what everybody thinks about it. But like I'm saying, if you told me, like, whoever the best player, like
You said Laramie Tunsil. I'd expect Laramie Tunsil's stepdad to have a picture
of a Porsche
or a picture of a briefcase filled with $50,000 in cash in it.
And Ole Miss gave me that, and yeah. I delivered my kid.
Yeah, not hotel rooms and $800.
I know it's cheating, right? All right, fine, but I'm sorry. I mean, maybe that's why that guy's so sour.
If Ole Miss got Laramie,
he probably went around talking to other people. And then he was like, wait, you got what? You got what? But, I mean, I don't know. I don't look at it and go like, man, Ole Miss was cheating hardcore like everybody thought they were.
Yeah, if Ole Miss in the SEC got the number one offensive lineman in the entire country with hotel rooms and $800, and Hugh Freeze, the best damn recruiter in the history of college football.
And like a rental car and like whatever, right?
Yeah, then they got like someone on that staff is like the best talker ever. Because you're talking about recruiting the SEC.
What would be, like, to me, there has to be the next part of the story, which is like, okay, so there's that Facebook message that the guy says he has, which doesn't really incriminate anybody, except for it says, hey, the kid wanted to go to Georgia, but I'm Ole Miss's biggest fan. Just make sure when time come, you take care of me and Desiree, right? And then the coach says, you know I will, right?
Yeah, coach could say, that could be tickets to games. Like,
okay, but I'm just saying, and he says, you know, I will. Okay, the next part of that is, and to corroborate with what I'm saying here, right, so you can look at this text message and know I'm for real, Laramie signed with them, and I immediately got this, this, and this.
And you have pictures of it.
Take care of a light bill or a water bill? I mean, come on. What? I just thought, I don't know. Like I said, if you told me tomorrow, Deshaun Watson's dad is mad. They've had a huge falling out with the dad, and the dad is like, screw Deshaun and screw Clemson or whatever, and there's an exclusive interview tomorrow, and Deshaun Watson's dad is going to spill it. And then Deshaun Watson's dad's like, hey, Clemson gave me, you know, $150,000. You wouldn't even bat an eye, would I? Would you? I wouldn't. I'd be like, damn, man, that's a lot of money. But, like,
dude's like going to win the Heisman Trophy this year.
super awesome.
Win us a national championship.
Super awesome.
Got us the title game last year. Yeah. Win us the title this year.
That's right. You're going to win the national title for you. Look what he did, right? Yeah, they were right there in the mix last year, and they got a chance at winning it again this year. But and then if he said, like, and I traveled, and they paid for my hotel, and they paid for my water bill, I'd be like, all right.
And we let Reggie fly for free.
I know.
We let Reggie Rose fly for free.
We did let Reggie Rose fly for free. O'Reilly Auto Parts has locations all around the country, locations all around Memphis. If you need automotive parts or supplies, head to O'Reilly Auto Parts. On and off the last couple of weeks, it has been raining. And if you notice when it rained that your windshield starts smearing,
Well, head over to O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Just get those windshield wipers flipped out. You tell them to make them out of your car, they're going to come out, they're going to do the work for you at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Professional parts people can help you out with whatever you need, and you can become an O-Rewards member and earn cash back for the purchases you make. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Fill in the blank, sucker, when we come back.
The summer of Durant.
We officially now have six teams that will have face-to-face meetings with Kevin Durant.
Tom Benn, Brian Windhorst, Amin El-Hassan, and Royce Young. All join Mike and Mike Friday morning with the latest as NBA free agency kicks off.
Free agency Friday kicks off Friday morning with Mike and Mike.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Humphrey Folk traveled all over this country as a real estate developer way back when, and when he realized his hometown of Memphis didn't have a remarkable steakhouse like other cities did, he took a chance and he opened the first prime steakhouse in Memphis, which everyone, of course, now knows as Folk's Folly. Even more, Humphrey wanted to make sure that people could enjoy these Folk's Folly favorites at their own home, and that's why he created the market, now known as Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. So while you're making plans for the 4th of July, you may just be thinking of hot dogs and fireworks, but this is Gary Parrish telling you it's the perfect time to mix things up. If you really want to do the holiday right, go with prime hand-cut steaks from Memphis's original steakhouse. It's not a chain, and you really can't get anything like it anywhere else in town, so make your cookout a declaration of independence. Come into Humphrey's and get steaks, crab legs, freshly ground sirloin, homemade pimento cheese, and so much more that will take your fort to the next level. The address, it's 555 South Mendenhall. It's right next to Folk's Folly, or you can order online at humphreysmemphis.com and get everything you need to grill like a legend.
When you shop at Kroger, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with low prices and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your Plus card. You'll also earn fuel points to save at the pump. No spin, just savings.
Cheers to you from Kroger. Starting July 1st, you can purchase wine at participating stores. You'll love the selection and convenience. See your local Kroger for details.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue. They've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville. Family owned and operated since 1969 and for 3 years running, the winner of the Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop. They're certified for Mercedes-Benz. They're certified for BMW, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop. Taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
It's summertime again, which means it's that time of the year when you're going to be outside enjoying the weather, sipping drinks. That's my plan, at least. And this is Gary Parrish telling you that my plans for summertime drinking always include New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam is, of course, a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And yes, New Amsterdam Vodka really is what I buy when I bounce into the liquor store. That's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Simply put, there's no sense in paying more for another brand, so don't. Do what I do and buy New Amsterdam Vodka. And if you haven't tried the new 100-proof New Amsterdam Vodka, get on that. Just look for the black label. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers plenty. Citron, red berry, peach, coconut. And the newest is an apple-flavored vodka, which is terrific. You can find it in all of the flavored vodkas in your favorite spirit store. If you're going to enjoy drinks this summer, let New Amsterdam Vodka be a part of it. That's New Amsterdam Vodka, Spirit Brand of the Year for 2015. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's your town on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Joining a country club doesn't have to break the bank, at least not with the options at Irene Golf and Country Club. There are multiple platinum membership options to choose from, all with no initiation fee. And all membership packages include carts and range balls. And for you younger guys, 35 or younger, only $130 a month for the Young Executive membership. Individual weekday membership packages available for only $160 a month.
Irene
Golf and Country Club, featuring a challenging layout with championship Bermuda greens. The course looks fantastic. So this isn't some smoke and mirrors thing. It's a legit and challenging golf course with all the amenities you want. Driving range, restaurant, bar, gym, tennis, pool. They've got it all. And you aren't required to spend a monthly amount in the pro shop or the bar. If all you want to do is golf, then golf. It's Irene Golf and Country Club. Simply put, an amazing golf and country club experience right here in Memphis off Hacks Cross, on the web at IreneGolfCC.com or call 752-1520. Irene Golf and Country Club.
Men, it's time for some straight talk about a difficult subject, erectile dysfunction. The bad news is more than half of men over 40 suffer from it. The good news? You don't have to. ED is a medical condition that has little to do with age, and it can be treated successfully. One visit to the Memphis Men's Clinic can solve your problem. Our doctors focus solely on treating ED and other performance issues in men of all ages, all day, every day. Our solutions work when the pills and other remedies fail, because we develop a personalized treatment plan that will work for you. And speaking of things that work for you, here's a little more straight talk. Right now, your office visit and test dose is only $99 for a limited time. And if our test dose doesn't work, your visit is free, which means you have nothing to lose and so much to gain. Call today at 901-443-0304. That's 901-443-0304. Or visit us online at memphismensclinic.com and ask about our revolutionary new Priapus shot that can make all therapies work better and even increase size.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. One obstacle many small businesses face is that getting the capital they need can be a difficult task. That's where Kabbage comes in. Kabbage provides simple, flexible access to a line of credit up to $100,000. They have helped 80,000 businesses with over $2 billion in funding. Go to Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. You'll get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Access your line from a phone or computer and only pay for what you take. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Get up in the morning, say Barbaressa, so that every mouth can be paid.
Best clothing stores in America, and it's right here in Memphis. And now is an unbelievable time to take advantage of the semi-annual sale at O'Call. You go to O'Call and you can get sports shirts, you can get suits, you can get jackets, you name it, they've got them at O'Call right now. And we're talking like 50% off right now. Peter Millar shirts, shorts, you need swimwear, they got it. And a great time to go grab it. If you've been needing a new suit or a sport jacket, get it now. Semi-annual sales going on. You can find my man Tim in Suits. They're going to get it altered perfectly for you. There's no extra charge for the alterations, and they take care of your clothes for the life of the garment. But they've got all the best brands, all the latest fashions, and a monstrous sale going on right now. Poplar and Ridgeway in the Regalia Shopping Center, the best deals of the year at O'Call. If you need some new sport shirts, you need some new dress shirts, now is the time. We're talking like 50 sometimes more percent off right now. O'Call, Poplar and Ridgeway in the Regalia Shopping Center. All right, in hour number one, I made Roser and intern Devin, or Devin Gambino, go through the gauntlet. Our turn!
It's time for fill in the blank. Answers you can take to the bank. It's time for fill in the blank. Answers you can take to the bank.
It's fill in the blank. Oh, it's fill in the blank. Take the answers to the bank.
Fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. Yeah.
All right. What you got today, Rosie?
Before we do start this, I meant to say this earlier. A very happy birthday to my mother out there. It is my mom's. Oh. It is my mom's birthday today. Happy birthday to my mother. I love you very much. Yes, I told you yesterday. I will wait to see Ghostbusters with you when it does come out.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, she wants to go see Ghostbusters with me, so, yeah.
That is so
sweet. Told her I will wait.
A happy birthday to Mrs. Roser.
Yes, very happy birthday to my mother. Okay, rest in peace, Pat Summitt. She passed away yesterday at the age of 64. So, brings my question. You got a game to win. You have equal talent. Both teams equal talent. You got a game to win. Who you want coaching your team?
Fill in the blank, sucker.
Equal talent, and we're talking about basketball.
Yeah, we'll say basketball.
Men's or women's?
We'll say basketball. Or let's say, you could throw it all sports.
No, we're not going to say all sports.
The best coach you think you would have the chance at winning that game. You got equal talent.
If I had equal talent, I'd probably say
David Fizdale.
I might say Popovich.
Yeah, I was going to go Popovich. I was going to go Pop, but he went Pop, so
I might say Popovich. Obviously, you know I'm a huge Brad Stevens fan. I do
Carlisle.
I do think he can outcoach people. Yeah, if I've got equal talent, I do think Brad Stevens could help me win. But I think you got to say, and I'm only doing basketball.
I might say Carlisle because you see what he does with that Dallas team, who's like, they're not supposed, like the last couple years, they're not supposed to be what they, like as good as they've been and been like a playoff team. But sure enough, like he finds a way to make it work with a just whatever roster.
I think Carlisle is unbelievable. There will always be the knock that they fired him and won a title in Detroit.
He also won one in Dallas.
No, I know, but
he beat that Miami team. He beat that Miami team.
I get it, but that is a knock.
Yeah.
You got to admit that. It is a knock. They went to the East Finals like 6 years in a row. You know, and they had Larry Brown, and they won it. So, like, Larry Brown...
Well, Larry Brown was the start. Like,
I get it, I get it.
That was the start of the six East Finals in a row.
I get it. But I'm just saying that is a...
Yeah. I'll go
Somebody fired him once upon a time and got better. That's all my only point.
Yeah, I go Popovich because he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
But you could also say with Carlisle, he's gotten better. He's a better coach now than he was then, too.
I'm just telling you what happened, Roser. Okay. You can deny what happened, but that happened.
Okay.
It's always a demerit if somebody gets fired and it gets better.
You can say
Chris Vernon is great, but if they fire me and bring somebody in and the ratings go way up, it's an indictment of me.
I don't think that makes Ron Zook any less of a coach.
Stop.
Urban Meyer's great, but I still think Ron Zook.
I didn't even consider Ron Zook.
Oh, so terrible.
Wow.
All right, you'll be on vacation next week. You're taking some time off.
Yes.
The best vacation you've ever been on.
Fill in the blank, sucker.
Orlando, I went to Walt Disney World with all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was probably the best vacation ever. I was about 14, I believe.
Yeah, it could be a beach, a big city, whatever. The best you've been on.
I would say when I was a child, I went to my dad's company had this thing. They had like a place in Keystone, Colorado, and we went there for the summer. And it's one of the rare vacations that I recall. But I was probably a young teenager, and I remember thinking it was like heaven. Like we went up to the Continental Divide, and we did all this stuff, and it was during the summer in Keystone, Colorado. It was some resort that we stayed at. It was a family vacation, and I remember that being totally awesome. As an adult, I went on a ski one. A company we used to work for.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I got to stay at the Stein Ericsson, which is one of the 50. Five-star resorts in North America. I'm honestly by far the poorest person to ever stay at the Stein Ericsson. It's like where Mick Jagger and Michael Jordan stay. It's where Katherine Heigl got married. Like, I had no business there. The first night we were there, we went into the, like, they had, like, a bar at the place, at the resort. Ordered,
like, Bono's there.
All right, two cheeseburgers, a pretzel, and two waters.
$30.
$80.
$80.
I'm telling you, because people like they just urinate money. Like it's nothing to them. Nothing.
Yeah, you said beach trips. I'll nothing. Have to go. 2 years ago, I believe, 2 or 3 years ago, I went to Myrtle Beach with my family. The older adults stayed in like a huge like resort on the beach, and all the kids we stayed like on the strip where everything is.
Is Myrtle Beach good?
It's nice. It's beautiful.
It is.
It's beautiful. Always something to do.
Huh.
Everything's close to each other. But it was the first time where all my siblings that were closer to me, age, we got to like turn up together and walk on the beach at night. And
there you go.
Yeah, so I'll go Myrtle Beach about 2 or 3 years ago. So
I'd say for me, Washington, D.C., when I was in like sixth grade.
Yeah, D.C.'s great.
Washington, D.C., just because of all the history.
I also like San Francisco a lot.
I was going to say, you did go there for your honeymoon, San Francisco.
Alcatraz is cool, and the ballpark there is amazing, and they got good restaurants, and, you know, it's kind of on the bay, and it was cool.
Talking about rich people, San Francisco.
Man, what?
You've seen the world, man.
I have not seen the world. I've done a lot less traveling than most people, but I will say that...
Have you ever been out of the country?
I've never been.
You've never been out of the country?
I don't have a passport.
Okay. Even I've been out of the country.
I've never been out of the country.
Yeah.
I've been to Bahamas. I was like four, so that didn't count.
I've been to Cancun.
I don't even have it. I've never been outside of the continental United States. In fact, the closest I ever came was, I believe, there was a group of Memphis fans. This is a true story. There's a group of Memphis fans when we were up in Detroit. It was actually Auburn Hills. Auburn Hills for when Memphis played
St. Mary's.
Yeah, they beat St. Mary's
and then lost
to Michigan State. So there's that day in between.
Yeah.
And there was a big group that was going to go across to Canada. I didn't have a passport.
Seriously.
But it was that, I mean, it's that close.
Yeah.
You know, people were going over to Canada. I want to say they went to the casinos. There's a group of Memphis fans
that were going over there and
asked me to go over. And I was like, I can't get there.
I can't go. I remember that. That's what they do, because Gary, I remember when the Final Four was in Detroit. It was North Carolina beat Michigan State. And Gary said, I remember he told the story, like Jeff Goodman, like left his passport. So he couldn't, they all go over to Canada to go to the casinos.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hang out in Detroit.
Yeah, I couldn't go. I didn't have a passport.
That's depressing.
No, I've never been out of the country.
I saw this. Mitchell and Ness, about a week or two ago, they put out, it may have been during the finals, actually, they put out the Jordan throwback, the Jordan Bulls throwback, put it back on sale.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Reissued.
You're talking about the cursive one?
No. It was like the other ones. The ones just say Bulls on them.
Okay, okay.
They put those out, the Jordan throwback, put those out.
I like the cursive.
Yeah.
You guys both love jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we
love
jersey guys.
Your favorite jersey you own.
Fill in the blank,
That's an
sucker.
Easy one.
Well, I have two.
My favorite jersey that I own. I really like my Larry Bird NBA. I've got a Mitchell and Ness NBA. It's the All-Star game one, and I want to say it was from,
I think that's like a 90 or 91 All-Star jersey.
Yeah, it's early 90s, and it's got the stars on it. I really like that Larry Bird jersey. I do. just because it's an All-Star jersey, and I thought that's the coolest looking All-Star jersey they've ever had. I've got the white shoulders with the navy, the Dez, you know, it's almost like the Thanksgiving Cowboys one. And I like that one a lot. I like my Dez Bryant one. Throwback wise, like the throwback ones, I've got Bob Gibson. I like that one pretty well. I like my, the ones that I've found on eBay real cheap have a soft spot to me because I feel like they were great finds. I got the Oklahoma State Barry Sanders one.
I love the Oklahoma State Barry Sanders.
I love that one, and I got it for like $30 on eBay, brand new, in the package. That's awesome. I love that jersey.
I say I have two of them. My first one is LeBron, the first LeBron Cleveland jersey. I kept it from his first stint in Cleveland. So I have from his rookie year, I have the Nike one.
All right.
The first LeBron jersey, I have it in my closet. Also have his high school jersey from St. Vincent.
Yeah, you have like 20 LeBron jerseys.
And I have his USA jersey from 2012 and his USA jersey from 2008. So, but my second,
you've actually sewn them together and that's your like blanket at night.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my other jersey I really cherish is my Penny, Anthony Penny Hardaway, the stripe magic. The black stripe magic.
Black with the white pinstripes.
Black with the white pinstripes. I had that in my closet. I love it.
You mentioned that one. There's another one that I got on eBay. I do have the the Dream Team 2 Penny one.
Okay.
Number 6.
Ooh. How much you pay for that?
Oh, I think it was like, I want to say at the time, maybe like $34 with shipping and everything.
So I have another one that I cherish in my closet is the Jason Williams, Kings.
Yeah, I've 55. Seen that one. I've seen that one.
I have that one in my
closet.
I love it.
The double nickel.
The double nickel.
I love it, man.
So we both got a lot of a good collection.
Yeah, y'all both got a good collection. I would say I've got a Carolina Jordan jersey. I've got the North Carolina Jordan jersey.
You do?
Yeah, I've got a Carolina Jordan
jersey. I've never seen you wear it.
I don't ever wear it.
You should.
It's in my closet.
Why?
I'm not going to wear a jersey to work.
Look at what you wear to work. This guy acts like he's shopping at Oak Hall to come to work. What are you talking about? I wouldn't wear that to work. I've got to wear one of the same three T-shirts that I wear every day.
And flip-flops. Basketball shorts.
Yeah, basketball shorts, running shoes, and a T-shirt. Yeah. Got to be Johnny Fitness after work.
Johnny Fitness. Wow.
All right. Get serious.
You should go to the gym in that Jordan. In that Jordan.
No. You'll see me wear a jersey if you ever see me like by a pool on the weekend. I'll have a jersey. I can have a jersey on that time. That's what I'll wear.
Hey, is that the one you have? Is that the only jersey you have?
No, I've got a.
You will notice Roser because he is the guy by the pool Not only is he in the jersey, he doesn't own a pair of swim trunks.
I don't own a pair of swim trunks.
He's basketball short
guy.
Yeah,
I wear basketball shorts.
Basketball short guy. So you got to like keep on doing the thing where you're like stretching it out around your wiener so it doesn't like appear like your shorts are melting to your wiener so that everybody can see the exact contour of it. You know what I'm talking about? That's the struggle.
That's when
I made the switch to swim trunks.
You got to have the swim trunks.
The first time I went swimming in basketball shorts, I was like, nah. Never again. Roger's got his hand on or in front of his crotch the entire time he's swimming.
I've got a Bulls Jordan jersey. I have a Kobe number 8 Lakers jersey. I've got a Conley jersey.
There you go.
The dark blue. I've got a Zebo dark blue. Mm-hmm. I've got a Barry Bonds jersey. I've got a Joe Montana jersey. I've got a Julius Peppers Panthers jersey, light blue Panthers.
There you go.
I got a Cowboys T.O. jersey and an Eagles T.O. jersey.
Oh, he's got a lot. I've also got
a Raiders black Randy Moss.
We may have to bring back Jersey Friday.
I did Julius Peppers Friday. I used to wear my Julius Peppers jersey every Friday.
We used to do it. We'd wear a jersey every Friday.
I'll love to do that.
All right.
We can bring back Jersey Friday.
Yeah, we got intern Devin in the mix, so we might be able to pull that off.
Bring back some Jersey Friday.
Warning to everybody out there, if you see Roser at the pool, the basketball shorts.
Watch out.
Though they appear to be a good idea in theory, become more revealing than a Speedo. You might as well wear a Speedo.
You're not missing anything. There.
That's what she said.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, is it the last one?
No.
Hurry.
Here we go.
Hurry.
Worst case scenario for the Grizzlies in free agency.
Fill in the blank, sucker.
That's the thing. You can't say don't get anybody because clearly they're going to sign people. Like they have roster spots to fill.
Is not sign Mike Conley an option?
Sure. If
you want. Oh, that is the worst case.
Besides not signing Mike Conley.
Signing Marcus Thornton and Chase Budinger. There's my answer.
I'm with you on that.
All right, We signed Marcus Thornton and Chase Budinger.
And lose Mike Conley.
All right. Lose Mike Conley. Oh, no. We suck again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We got a top pick in the draft.
Independence Day.
Hey, why don't you calm down on the Rick Carlisle's the greatest coach in the world, and he's our only competition for Conley. Dummy. Enough with the. But Rick Carlisle's amazing. Why would you not want to play for Rick Carlisle?
I believe my first answer to that was David Fizdale.
Oh, of course it was.
Okay.
The Fizz. Yeah.
Independence Day resurgence came out.
Oh,
second
did?
Independence Day. Huh. Getting terrible reviews. Apparently, it's just like.
All right, what do we think on Rotten Tomatoes?
I think it's like 34%.
Oh, that is a
34.
Tough spot.
I think it's like 34 or 44%. It's bad.
Rotten
it's bad.
Tomatoes?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
gotten
yeah.
a. Hold on, let's see. Oh, no, The Legend of Tarzan's gotten crap reviews.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good.
It's got Christoph Waltz in it and Margot Robbie.
Independence Day Resurgence, 33%.
Yeah. Oy. Not good. Apparently, they just rehashed, like, the same jokes, same lines and everything from the first one. It's just, it's so blah, which is very disappointing to me because the first one lives, you know, near and dear to my heart.
I know it does.
A movie that deserves a sequel.
Fill in the blank, sucker.
Step Brothers.
I thought Step Brothers too. It needs a sequel.
A movie that deserves a sequel. Let me think of somebody or characters that I would really want to see again. You know, they talked about once upon a time that there was going to be another Rounders.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Not Juana Man.
I can find some Juana Man.
Matt Damon.
Tootie Tang.
Hey, I'm trying to think of another movie that I would want to see the characters again. You know, because that's that kind of line of thinking.
Yeah.
On a sequel, a movie that I really, really, really liked the characters, or that like I feel like it didn't. I didn't like the way it ended or something, right?
Yeah, it you know, it also comes
to mind. I had to think about this for a long time because I don't have a ton of movies, obviously, that I that come to the top of my head, but I'm sure there are some that...
I'll go Space Jam, too, as well.
Oh, stop.
That's already going to happen.
Shout out to LeBron, once again.
Yeah, it'd have to be something where I wanted to know what happened to the character at the end.
See, I wish like Jeremy Renner didn't die in The Town, or like I'd go say The Town.
I like that movie quite a bit, But some, I mean, give me.
Sorry for those who haven't seen The Town.
I've never.
It's been like 8 years.
You'd have to give me some time to think about it. But it would have to be something that I either really liked the cast or something happened at the end that I really wish I would know with the rest. If anybody, listen, if, for those of you that are longtime listeners of the show, tweet me. Help me out with this, because you've heard, you know, the movies that I've really liked over the years.
I know what people would say. Make a movie out of The Sopranos.
Tweet me if you could think of any that are like that, that either really liked the cast or, you know, it's one of those obvious ones where something happened at the end and you wonder, you wish you knew what happened going forward. Back after this. Chris Vernon, show.
Thursday on Mike and Mike. The guys are live at Progressive Field in Cleveland, where they'll be joined by the Golic brothers. And we're inching closer to the NBA's free agency period, which begins Friday morning at midnight. We'll have the very latest on Kevin Durant, plus DeRozan, Howard, Horford, Wade, and so many more. It's all Thursday on Mike and Mike.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mark your calendars, Tennessee. Wine is coming to your local Walmart, available July 1st. You can find a great selection of your favorites like Barefoot, Woodbridge, J-Lore, Kendall Jackson, and more. No matter the occasion, Walmart is sure to have a perfect pairing. With the everyday low prices you love, now you can get your groceries and the wine you want all in one place. Wine, available July 1st at Walmart. Please drink responsibly. Not available in all stores.
Hello, Alan Thick here. Stop me if you've heard this one. Actually, don't. It's important. Last year, when people fell behind in their tax payments, they called Optima Tax Relief and took advantage of a very constructive IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Well, this year, Optima has raised the bar with their Protection Plus Clean Slate program. The goal is self-evident. Start over. Get on with your life. Find ways to spread out your payments and maybe even get the amount you owe reduced. They're able to do that because they're intimate with the tax code. You know that thing all the candidates have a plan to replace? Well, for now, it's still there, and if you owe the money, they haven't forgotten. With the Clean Slate program, you get Optima's award-winning team of tax experts on your side. They'll make sure you only pay the IRS the minimum amount, not a penny more. Optima, they're number one. A-rated at the Better Business Bureau, Optima Tax Relief is the one you need.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws over the weekend, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate. Yes, you heard right. That's two free phones when you move to Metro PCS. Plus, for a limited time, get two lines for only $60 with 6 gigabytes of high-speed data per line when you switch. And with Metro PCS, you're on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Swing by a store near you, switch to Metro PCS, and bring home two free smartphones. Metro PCS, wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store or metropcs.com for details, terms and conditions, and data management info.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-432-6170. That's 1-800-432-6170. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-432-6170. That's 1-800-432-6170. 1-800-432-6170.
If I could give you two pieces of advice in choosing the law firm to represent you for your injuries, it would be simple. Pick a firm that's been around a long time. I've seen so many come and go. And pick a firm with the financial strength to give you the best chance to be fully compensated for what has been taken from you. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Our battles have been against the establishment, tobacco companies, the pharmaceutical industry, insurance companies, and bully corporations. We advance on behalf of our clients millions of dollars, sometimes $1 million in a single case to fight the giants. Whether it's a car crash case, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, or an insurance dispute, you need a firm which can match the other side dollar for dollar, toe to toe, so that you have a fighting chance. For 30 years, we've represented the people, not the powerful. Let us fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Hi, this is Troy Five Ash with Five Ash Roofing. As many of you have heard, we don't offer the too good to be true special. However, we can now offer you a shingle with a limited lifetime warranty, a non-prorated warranty against staining, and a lifetime labor warranty. We have teamed up with Atlas and 3M to offer you the Pinnacle Pristine Dimensional Shingle with Scotchgard. There's way too many benefits to mention in this ad, but the highlights are a wind rating of 130 miles an hour, a wider, stronger nailing surface, the only shingle available with a lifetime non-prorated warranty against the black streaks caused by algae, and three established companies backing it up, Atlas, 3M, and 5 Ash Roofing. What this means to you is a superior shingle in the Pinnacle Pristine by Atlas, Scotchgard by 3M, and the best labor warranty in the business by 5 Ash Roofing. Call 901-488-4991 for all the details or check us out at memphisroofer.com. Pinnacle Pristine Shingles with Scotchgard and 5 Ash Roofing. Simply the best.
5 Ash Roofing. It's what we do. We're here for you.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Show is always brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. They're 2600 Ridgeway Road. They're also on the web at LexusofMemphis.com. You can go to LexusofMemphis.com at any time and scroll through the entire pre-owned selection there. Unbelievable luxury cars at affordable prices. For those of you in the market for a family vehicle, check out that RX series at Lexus. You will love it. It'll be the best purchase you've ever made of a family car. Go see my man Sean Kelly and say, hook me up, Sean Kelly. Lexus of Memphis, 2600 Ridgeway Road, or on the web, lexusofmemphis.com. Got a lot of responses on the movie sequels, Rose. Are any of these stand out? Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood, too.
I got these cheeseburgers.
Hey, I got these cheeseburgers, man. Happy Gilmore, too.
I think too old for that.
I got some anymore. I Am Legend. I got Training Day. Where the
Training Day,
Hoyt could take Washington's place and be the bad cop.
Yeah,
My Cousin Vinny too. Reservoir Dogs, Top Gun, Pootie Tang. Pootie Tang actually today is the anniversary of the first day it ever came out. It was like 19 years ago or something. Inception, a lot of the ones that have like the weird endings. Inception, Seven, got a lot of those. Got a lot of Usual Suspects. Some of those Good Will Hunting. Bull Durham. There's been a bunch. Some of these you just don't want to screw up, right? They're too good to make a sequel of those. We always broadcast from the Bank of Bartlett Studios. If you need a bank or you're tired of your bank, like I was tired of the big bank. They're charging me all these surcharges all the time, and I could never find an ATM. I made the switch to Bank of Bartlett. It was one of the best decisions I ever made. It's the most convenient bank to use if you are a Memphian. Got ATMs at all the Walgreens around town, and you're always dealing with local people. You flip your debit card over, you're calling a 901 number. You go to the bank, you're dealing with Memphians all the time for all of your banking needs. They've also got Bartlett Mortgage, which is great for you buying, refinancing, or building a new home. You can find them online at bankofbartlett.com. You can call them 382-6600, Bank of Bartlett. Well, that is going to do it for today's show. Thanks to the great Dan Wetzel for joining us on the show. Tomorrow will mark the day that free agency is going to begin at midnight Eastern. And so the future of not only the Grizzlies but many NBA teams is going to change significantly over the course of the next couple of days. We'll be talking about it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, we gone.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis is the Mid-South's official radio station for the SEC Media Days. July 11th through the 14th, 92.9 FM.
Looking to make a lifestyle change? Q4 Fitness in the Laurelwood Shopping Center is your spot. Hey, it's John Roser, and I've been working out at Q4 Fitness over the past 4 months. I'm down almost 25 pounds at over 8% body fat. I've also dropped 2 shirt sizes in my time at Q4 Fitness, and they have something for everyone. Strength training, boxing and kickboxing classes, spin classes, and more. If I can do it, you can too. Go try it out for yourself. Mention my name, John Roser, and get a free weight loss consultation. Q4 Fitness in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Q4Fitness.com.
Can you hear that?
4th of July weekend is here, so don't wait. Get what you need to make the most of it at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Come in today and get some of the season's best deals, like the Hondo Classic Smoker, hot deal, $149.99. And don't forget the Kingsford Charcoal, two-pack bags, hot deal, $7.99. So come in here so you can be ready to get out there. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-5920. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.